Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, June 9th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are in another full-scale war of mistrust with Buckingham Palace. This time around, palace sources claim the couple did not get permission from Queen Elizabeth to name their baby daughter Lilibet, the monarch's childhood nickname. They say the queen was merely informed about the choice of name rather than having had her permission explicitly sought. The couple, on the other hand, has insisted that they did ask for the queen's blessing. In fact, their spokesperson said the couple spoke with their family in advance of making the announcement of the baby's name and that Queen Elizabeth was the first person Prince Harry called. The spokesperson said, quote, "Has she not been supportive, they would not have used the name." The Biden administration has reportedly made an effort to nix orders by the Trump White House to ban Chinese-based apps TikTok and WeChat. The Commerce Department will conduct an analysis of any security threats apps from China may pose and will give recommendations on how people can protect their data from hackers and foreign governments. The move comes almost a year after then-President Donald Trump stoked a battle with TikTok, claiming it posed a national security risk. His executive order never went into effect. A federal judge barred the ban hours after it was supposed to kick in and said Trump overstepped his authority. On Tuesday, just hours after The Bachelorette debuted its new season, news broke that Chris Harrison is officially exiting The Bachelor franchise. And apparently, he's leaving with a good amount of dirt. Oh, and cash too. Reportedly, Harrison demanded a staggering $25 million in order to go quietly from his Bachelor hosting gig. His hosting duties ended after he got caught up in a racism scandal tied to contestant Rachel Kirkconnell. Instead of the smooth exit ABC had hoped for, Harrison reportedly got involved in heated negotiations with the network and threatened to spill all the tea that went on behind the scenes. Let me elaborate. 20 years of tea. A settlement was eventually reached with Harrison, who was reportedly making $5 million each season. Pride Month was supposed to be a celebration in Jacksonville, Florida. The Acosta Bridge was illuminated Monday in bright rainbow colors, and the display was scheduled to last all week. But it clearly was cut short after the lights were abruptly shut off less than a day later. The Jacksonville Transportation Authority blamed the abrupt change on the Florida Department of Transportation, saying the display, quote, is out of compliance with its existing permit. However, the State Department of Transportation and the office of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis denied any involvement in the decision. Reportedly, Florida Department of Transportation says, quote, aesthetic lighting on the Acosta Bridge is owned and operated by Jacksonville Transit Authority. DeSantis's office reportedly said the decision to pull the lights is under investigation. What is happening? During a hearing for the House Committee on Natural Resources Tuesday, Representative Louis Gohmert, a Republican from Texas, showed everyone just how science was probably not his best subject in school. He said that he was informed by NASA that the moon and the Earth's orbit are changing slightly. Fine, whatever, that's nature, science, and evolution. But then he asked someone with the National Forest Service if they or the Bureau of Land Management could do anything to change it. Yes, a lawmaker wants to know if there's anything people on Earth can do to change something in space, specifically orbits. At least he acknowledged that if so, it would have, quote, profound effects on the climate. In case you're unaware, the National Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management don't have any control over the moon's orbit. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.